This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You can pick it up after we talk to John Smoltz. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer, Fox Sports broadcaster, joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. John, good morning. We'll just bring you into this conversation right now before we get to the Giants in this baseball season. You know, Scottie Scheffler won the Open yesterday, his fourth major. And of course, what we do in golf, like any other sport, we're going to compare him to the greatest of the sport, right? So people are doing the Tiger Woods comparison. You know, he's 29. Can he get to Tiger? And of course, Scottie, he's so gracious. He's like, he poo-poos that immediately. But I just want to ask for you, in your lifetime, and you're a Hall of Famer, who is the greatest player in the history of baseball to one John Smoltz?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, you know, it's we got some time still to put Ohtani in that category, but I believe he's going to be in that category before it's all said and done. It's hard to get Hank Aaron out of my mind, being biased, just what he did and how he did it with all that was going on. And, in baseball at that time and in the world. You know, there's so many great discussions when it comes to that kind of player, but I just, you know, Willie Mays and I just think that before it's all said and done, believe it or not, I think Shohei Ohtani will be the greatest player to ever play baseball based on what he's done and what he's doing in the face of a totally different game. Don't get me wrong, a totally different game, but the game is what it is, and he's mastering two things that most people dream to just master one. And I mean, when you bring up that question, it's hard for me not talk about next 5 years, Shohei Ohtani.
John, I'm a big fan, always have been of yours, to go 150 wins, 150 saves. It's rarefied air. And so I really appreciate you on these broadcasts and just your, you know, reverence for the game as a whole and like the current landscape. A great player in his own right, Justin Verlander. I mean, you want to talk about one of the legends of the game. I mean, he's 0-8 right now with a 4.99 ERA. It has not looked good. What do you do with Justin Verlander right now if Buster Posey came to you and said, John, what should I do here?
You know, that's another great question, because you got to believe that Justin, I've called him the ultimate 10-speed bike. What I mean is he's always pitched in gears. He should be what everybody looks at for the future of baseball. Nobody's doing that, right? So he had 98, 99 when he wanted it. He opened up at 94 in his prime. He could go nine innings. He channeled those gears. And we all strip gears when we get older. And he's probably down to a few gears. And I think I thought that was the perfect place for him. I really did. I know he's coming back from, you know, a couple of injuries. I feel like I was in that boat with Boston and St. Louis. And it's tough, man, when you're used to doing things certain ways and adapting and it doesn't go right, you would think, and I'm speaking for myself, I pressed so hard and was so much of a wreck in Boston that I couldn't believe that I had 21 years prior to that. Like, it was an out-of-body experience. I did not have a great shoulder. I was coming back from shoulder surgery. I thought I could do X, and it just didn't work out. It worked out much better in St. Louis. But I think that a few more starts, I know it sounds crazy, but I think Justin, depending on his health, and I know he's had some tough luck, this is shocking, right? I mean, this is not what everybody thought was going to happen. I haven't seen him pitch, so I can't speak to exactly what's going on. But I just know what's underneath the hood, and I know that he's going to do everything he can to turn it around and make that push if it's possible.
You kind of reference yourself searching in Boston, I guess, mentally. I'm looking at him in the dugout, and I'm just watching on the television, right? And he's standing there holding his glove, and he just had this look of frustration, maybe sadness. I don't know, being befuddled. Like, what is he going through right now? Like, you were there at one point in your career. What is he going through right now as someone who has all the pelts on the wall and is just at a crossroads mentally and physically and maybe at his career?
Yeah, what he's going through has never happened to him ever. I mean, this is a shock. I mean, this is something, you know, you get into a game, you get into a big game, and you're like, man, I just need to get it out. And then sometimes you just don't get that out. And right now, I'm sure pressing for a win is beyond obvious, and you start doing things outside of what you're normally used to. And, you know, for me personally, I'll be honest, I got into my first game with Boston. Now, although be it coming back from major shoulder surgery, I wanted to impress them. They were giving me a chance to pitch and end my career. And I didn't know where to put my feet, and the bases loaded. And I didn't know, I thought I was going to balk. I put all my weight on the wrong leg. I was a wreck, and Veritek came out to the mound and says, are you okay? I said, no, I'm not. I literally can't feel my legs. I don't know what's going on. And sometimes it just takes a reset, and I don't know what that would be for Justin, but, you know, it takes that not going out trying to get that first win, just going out to execute pitches. I had to learn the hard way. I got released by Boston. I did some things and listened to some people I should have never listened to. And when I got to St. Louis, I was freed up. I pitched great, and I ended my career the way I wanted to. I know Justin wants to get 300 wins badly, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. It just, this is one of those things you just feel like you're in a dream that's never, it's a nightmare. And you just need something to shake your way. And I wouldn't be surprised if he got that on a roll. I wouldn't be surprised if he got on a roll, if he could click whatever's going on right now. If he clicks, then you got the pitcher that you always hoped you were going to get from the beginning of the season.
Talking with John Smoltz here on the Morning Roast, former Braves pitcher, Hall of Famer, calls games on Fox Sports alongside Joe Davis, does a great job. And John, how hard is it, you know, that transition, right? Because I don't know if Justin Verlander or if the Giants, Bob Melvin, if they're going to, you know, try him out in the bullpen or not. But how hard is it going from a starter and going to a bullpen role and having it not feel like a demotion? Because that's immediately what you think, right? I'm getting demoted, but it's a whole different skill set, right? In its own right. The mental aspect of being a bullpen pitcher than being a starter is completely different. But how hard is it as the for a player of Justin Verlander, if he does go to the bullpen, not to feel like I'm getting demoted?
Well, it's really hard. Beyond the emotions of it, it's super hard. People who are running this game don't understand and are so unfair to young pitchers, doing that to them all the time. They just think, what's the difference? It's like Strat-O-Matic baseball. This guy can do that. That guy can do that. They have no idea the emotions, and they have no idea about how hard something is when you've never done it. And I honestly was an unfair example for a lot of young players, the Jabba Chamberlains, the guys that got bounced back and forth because of my example, which is an unfair example. I had 14 years of starting. Then I did it on my own and went back to starting. This, from a veteran standpoint, it's a little easier than it is from a young player who doesn't have his identity, doesn't know what to do. You could rev it up a little bit more, maybe too much in the bullpen. It's not as easy as people think. And for Justin Verlander at this point in his career, I would think would be almost very difficult to do, not impossible, but he has the experience and knows how to pitch. Justin knows how to pitch. What he's trying to learn is his new tool set, whatever that is in this year, whether it's his fastball that doesn't have a little extra carry or his curveball doesn't have a little extra break, pitching in San Francisco versus where he's been. You know, the one thing about pitching is it's not the same everywhere you go. You know, certain players, certain mounds, certain venues, all the things that hitters will tell you, I didn't like this backdrop. I didn't like that stadium. There's all these factors that nobody puts in an analytical, like, this is the answer, that they miss out sometimes on players and places and why they don't work out.
That's so well said. I try to explain, like, playing in fog on a Tuesday night at AT&T, because I grew up here in the city, totally different than playing in the valley, 95-degree heat. Just the ball feels different when you grab it, the stitchings and everything about it, you know. So, well said. We got the legend, the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz with us, former Braves pitcher, does a lot of games for Fox Sports, did the All-Star game. What'd you make of the Devers deal? Buster Posey, big move, obviously signed Adames in the offseason, re-signed Matt Chapman to a big deal. He takes over the organization, Buster does, and swings a huge deal for Rafi Devers. What was your feel for that entire trade?
Well, once I got over the shock of it, I think it's going to be great long-term for San Francisco. There's a lot of things that went wrong for Boston and Devers. It got ugly. It was a bad relationship that wasn't going to be salvageable, so they pulled off a monster trade. They shocked their own fan base, and I think San Francisco has been trying for years to get that big player, and they got him in a different way. This year is going to be interesting to see how he finishes up, because there's so much, again, emotionally that went into this from Devers' end. And, you know, he had a lot of things that he contributed that are wrong, and he had a lot of things that he felt he was wronged by, and he could be accurate on both statements. But I think what Buster Posey is trying to do in San Francisco, if I could give him a big standing ovation, I would do it, because he's trying to balance all the things that the game is now, what it was then, and bring both together and try to have that balance. And I think in the long run, San Francisco is going to be way better. We all know that that one year place and plug, every decision seemed to be right. They had that unbelievable year, and then you start thinking that's the matrix and that's the success. It's impossible to have success like that every year. You've got to have stars. You've got to have players that play every day. You can't always have platoon. You can't mix and match. You can't make every right decision. I've said this for years, and I think people would think it's crazy coming out of my mouth. Take a casual fan from the stands and let him manage a game and try to lose. Just try to lose. Try to make every wrong decision, and you know what's going to happen over time? You're going to win some of those games. It just is not that easy to think that you have all the information, you can make all the moves, and you can be ahead of the game. The team from the last place to the greatest record in baseball has about a 3% advantage analytically over the last place team. So what does that tell you? It tells you players and execution win. Bottom line, you can have all the smartest people in the world. You can have all the greatest technology, but players have to execute, even if they're put in the best situation to be successful. And I think that's what Buster's bringing back. And I think San Francisco is not going to go away anytime soon. I think they're going to be right in the mix, even with the Dodgers and all that they spend and the payroll they have.
Hall of Famer John Smoltz here on the River Islands guest line, Spadoni and Chaski. It's the Morning Roast. And John, we appreciate your time this morning. One more for you before you head on out here, though, because we made some headways here on the Morning Roast. Joe Chaski, my partner, did, asking Larry Bear, the Giants CEO, about, hey, when's the Barry Bonds statue coming to the Bay, right? When are we finally going to get it? And hopefully it's going to be in the works sooner rather than later. That's what was discussed. But I wanted to ask you, you're a Hall of Famer, right? We were talking about the GOAT conversation. For a lot of people my age, Chaski's age, the greatest player that they've ever seen, right? Because we didn't watch Willie Mays play. They'll say Barry Bonds. What do you make of Barry? And should he be in the Hall of Fame, John?
Well, I think the biggest thing that, you know, I say all the time, and I have no evidence of anything, right? I've never been around anybody who said they've taken this or done this, and you can follow the trail of rumors, and you can follow the trail of evidence. But I said this, and I'll always say this, Barry Bonds was one of the greatest players I've ever played against for the longest time, right? I faced him in the early 90s. I faced him in Pittsburgh. I've given up 9 home runs to him. There was never really a time. You know, when you're in the game, you don't look and say, hey, I wonder if that guy's bat's corked, or hey, I wonder if that guy's doing something. You're trying to survive the game. When you look back and you're done and you see the evolution of it, maybe that's when you go, oh, okay, things changed, body composition changed. But I'm telling you that what Barry Bonds did early in his career, he could do anything he wanted. He could steal 50 if he wanted, hit home 50 home runs, hit for average. This dude changed the landscape of a lineup, changed the landscape of the game, and then people around him started becoming, they started getting more attention, they started getting more national, and I think that's when things changed. You can say there's not a lot of evidence for this or that. When it comes to the Hall of Fame, the thing that I've always said is that when people play on that diamond and they do authentically what you need to do to play and earn those numbers, then those voters, which we don't get a vote, those voters have a job to do to try to figure out who and what this is deserving of the Hall of Fame. And when people answer questions or don't answer questions, then you're put in a very tough decision to make that as a reporter, make that decision or be that judge and juror. I've always been consistent. I've said from the day one that right is right, and when does right become less right? And if things are tainted, then no, they should not be allowed. And the problem with that statement that I make is I think you all and everyone can guess that there are probably some people in the Hall of Fame that did have some tainted stuff. And that, for me, is a shame. But the process is the process. I know for me, when I put my head down the pillow every single night, that I know I played with character, I played with the utmost integrity of the game, and I do not physically have any evidence about anybody doing something, so it's hard for me to speak 100% on that issue. It's an issue that I thought, by the way, we would not be talking about in the last 15 years. And all we've seen is evidence of people still being tempted and using things they shouldn't be using and getting suspended. I can't wait for the day that we never see a player get suspended again. And I hope that happens.
Yeah. John, you said something earlier in the interview, and just on the way out the door, I do a lot of coaching here in the area. There's a lot of young kids. They just want to throw the ball through a bat. And I'm like, you just pitch to contact. And I see the misses at the big league level. It feels like they're bigger than ever. Guys are missing in the dirt all over the place. And just pitching in general, if you were to talk to a bunch of kids today, because you referenced it with the Verlander conversation, what would be some of your advice to a bunch of 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, high schoolers right now, and just the philosophy of pitching for a young kid?
Well, my advice would not be listened to. And the reason it won't be listened to is the reward system at the big league level has jacked this thing up. They know it's a problem. They're not doing anything about it. We have, and I have for 10 years, said that injuries are coming and they're irreversible and nobody cares. So until the reverse system comes and you start rewarding players for being healthy, then my advice has always been consistent. Year-round baseball, never do it. Throwing as hard as you can, you should never do it. If you have a gift of an arm and you get into high school, trying to throw 95 is the wrong time to do that. People just are trying to manufacture these Adonises that stand on the mound and don't know where it's going but are going to get rewarded, get signed, and get a contract. Baseball is trying to blame youth baseball. It's an upside-down triangle. It is not accurate. It's baseball's job to change the reward system. Analytically, they've fallen in love and are addicted to velocity and spin. And if you're addicted to it, you want more of it, not less. And if you don't know what to do with those people that are going to break down, you get more people to fill the gap. I'm saddened by the greatness and the unbelievable arms we have in the game, and no one has escaped Tommy John. We are acting as if it's a Band-Aid and it's no big thing. So the advice that I've been saying for 10 years, people look at me like, John, you're crazy. You don't understand. This is how you get drafted. And I can't argue with that. So until baseball starts looking at reversing the trend and having a competitive advantage to keeping the pitchers healthy, and instead of a 1.7 ERA, have a 3.5 ERA, nothing wrong with that, but keeping them healthy will have a long-term benefit to the game. So youth kids, I tell parents all the time, almost 5 minutes in my speech talking about it at the Hall of Fame because I'm passionate about seeing kids stay healthy. Arms are breaking, elbows are breaking, Tommy Johns are happening, and they just keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It is insane how this industry has now looked at it and gone, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Next man up. So if I'm a father of a 13-year-old that has a gift and can throw already 85 miles an hour, I am not letting him pitch throughout the summer at will. It's a gift. You don't have to. You're never going to forget. But the more they throw and the more intensity and more competitive throw that young man, the higher risk of injury. And so that's my answer that nobody ever listens to. And I just sit back and have to watch the next guy and the headlines go, Tommy John, Tommy John, Tommy John. And I hope it changes, but I don't see it. I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Wow. Great stuff, John. We can feel the passion in your voice right there when it comes to this subject matter. And it's true. Like it's too many injuries I'm seeing. Like I feel like Jacob DeGrom is like the poster child for this, where I kept saying, and more like he won Cy Youngs, but even still, I was left wanting more because the amount of injuries some of these guys keep having when it comes to the velo and stuff like that. But John, really good stuff this morning. We greatly appreciate the time. We'll do it again soon, man.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this real quick. 13-year-old top five baseball players in your county. No one will ever do this, but take the top five 13-year-olds and pay the families for 2 years to not play that sport. And when they're 15, they're still going to be the top five.
There you go. We're going to do that with you, Joe. How about that? I work with baby LJ.
I mean, look, John, you're preaching to the choir here, so I appreciate you saying that. It's insane. I'm a big fan of John Smoltz.
He was the best.
That was great.
That was really good stuff. Former Braves pitcher, Hall of Famer, calls games for Fox Sports, John Smoltz. And if you missed any of that, you
just
came
hang
in late.
Up in the middle of his...
No, no, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.